on the island to the Sunset Strip. Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the corners of the girls and boys all day. Santa comes on big. You come a-calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast, and you gonna flip when old Saint Nick lays a lick on a peppermint stick. You come a-flying from a higher place, you fill the stocking by the fireplace, so you have a Yuletide spoon. Sunset Strip. Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the corners of the girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big. Come calling when the snow's the most, cats are sleeping warm as toast, and you gonna flip when the old Saint Nick plays a lick on a peppermint stick. You come a-flying from the higher place, fill the stockings by the fireplace, so you ever you that's good. Ever you that's good. Yeah, cool, yo.
Oh God, I'm tired. So
this is welcome to the Geek Out Heroes. This is Vargo.
This is Josiah.
This is Loach.
And this is the last podcast of the year because of me. Because
of me. No. What the hell? Oh,
sorry. No, we, with the holidays coming up, I'm going to have family in town, and a lot of us are going to start getting more busy with shit we have to take care of. So we're not going to be back on until the beginning, you know, somewhere around the beginning of January. So
sorry, Steve.
You know, around that time, we'll be doing our Game of the Year podcast as well, because unlike everybody else, we actually wait for the end of the year to be done when we do our video game awards and don't cancel out all the games that are coming that came out in the month of December.
Yeah, we might have to have some special guests on or something. That'd be great if Steve and Jesse could get on.
Yeah, it'd be great if we could do that. We'll see what we can do. A few things we want to bring up before we go into our main discussion, just to give you fair warning, our main discussion is going to be about Star Wars, and we are going to have spoilers because we saw the movie and we have things we need to talk about. So
we have things that need to talk about.
Yeah, your kid's grounded. Feel like there's going to be a lot of nerd rage for this one. So.
I don't feel like... No, I don't feel like
maybe,
that.
I don't know. First thing I need to bring up is the Comic-Con lawsuit that was taking place over Comic-Con. God, and so using the word Comic-Con, specifically with the Utah Comic-Con. I hate to tell you this, Comic-Con, you do not have a registered trademark on the word Comic-Con. You don't. You have a registered trademark on San Diego Comic Convention. That is literally your trademark. You do not have a trademark on the word Comic-Con. That is only in your logo and what, you know. They won, listeners. That's the thing. They won in this lawsuit, but they didn't get the...
Well, they're being...
They were wanting, like, millions of dollars for it.
I think they got, like, $1,400.
Keep in mind, local Comic-Cons in most states, except for San Diego Comic-Con, most of them are used as fundraisers for, book foundations, things like that.
Ours is a pop culture classroom.
Ours is pop culture classroom for for DCC. I don't remember the one for Colorado Springs Comic Con, but nobody fucking cares because it's Colorado Springs.
And they're dicks to us?
The point is most of these Comic Cons do things for the community and they try to give back as much as they're getting. And San Diego Comic Con doesn't do that. They give a little bit to organizations, but it's an international Comic Con. They make a lot of money from it, so that's what they're going to be. They're the International Comic Con. And that's great. Why they felt they needed to sue Utah...
Well, it's not just... It's Salt Lake.
Salt Lake. The Salt Lake. It's Utah's Comic-Con, basically. Salt Lake's...
Which is actually...
The Salt Lake, Utah.
Really badass, from what I hear.
The Salt Lake Comic-Con, they needed to sue them for millions of dollars, and they were awarded $20,000.
Which I think is horseshit.
Which is complete bullshit. Congratulations, San Diego Comic-Con. You've just become the Candy Crush Saga of Comic-Cons. The fact that people sided with them is the thing that pisses me off more. I mean, yes, they didn't get enough to shut down the Comic-Con, which was what they were going for. They wanted to make enough of a statement and make enough back in the lawsuit to be able to shut down not only them but several others. And they thought that Salt Lake was going to be the easy hit.
They were trying to make an example of them.
Their argument was basically that because of everybody associating Comic-Con with San Diego Comic-Con. That Salt Lake City and other Comic-Cons were in violation of that. And it was going to directly affect them in the fact that these other Comic-Cons were representing them as well. That's not true. No one's ever thought that. In fact, when I say Comic-Con, everyone immediately thinks of San Diego. No one thinks of their local Comic-Con, which is why we say things like DCC, Salt Lake Comic-Con. Why we have to give them a city.
NYCC.
NYCC. There's a reason why we have to say the location, because anytime somebody just says Comic-Con, you immediately think San Diego. Why? Because they were the originator. That's fine. But trying to have a, trying to get a lawsuit going and trying to get other places shut down, congratulations, you're bullies. So, yeah, that happened. But another thing that took place involving money and lots of it. Was Disney finally has gone, or the deal with Disney and Fox has finally gone through, pending anybody trying to interfere, most likely they won't because, anybody who's got, shares in that is going to make a shit ton of money. Disney bought Fox for, $54.6 billion?
Yeah, I was going to say last time I read it was 54.
So they have Fox Entertainment. This is, obviously, we've talked about this. This does not include news. This
or sports.
Sports. So next time you see 20th Century Fox, it may say 20th Century Fox, a Disney company, or it may say a Buena Vista Productions.
So there's a lot of good, but there's some bad, there's some good. The bad part, I mean, there's not a lot of bad, but I guess a lot of people were upset about it. The good, I look at the good about it. We're going to, Disney already came out and confirmed that in Phase 4, there will be... An X-Men movie?
Yep, they're planning on introducing a new X-Men and a new Fantastic Four in 2019.
Thank
you. Latest is 2020.
Yeah, thank God. We finally might get a Fantastic Four that's worth a shit.
Yep, several directors have now approached Disney and said that they would like to make a true Old Man Logan with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, and they're also talking about... now, with this happening,
Ruffalo was his name?
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo. Said he would actually be interested in it.
Nice.
Doing a Old Man Logan.
Also, the biggest thing is now that Disney owns Fox and they have the rights of all their Marvel back to them that Fox owned, Secret Wars and Secret Invasion can actually happen.
Yep.
With the Skrulls, especially Secret Wars. Hopefully we'll see a true representation of Spidey getting the black suit.
We'll get actual backstories for characters instead of
and in other news,
modified ones.
Venom is going to have Carnage in it.
Yep, but and apparently will not have Spider-Man.
It won't have Spider-Man, but it's going to have...
You have one and the other without the other.
But who's playing...
That's like having two ends of an Oreo and no cream.
Yeah, and Woody Harrelson's supposed to play...
that's just a really disappointing cookie.
And yeah, and Woody Harrelson's going to be playing the guy who plays Carnage. The guy who ends up becoming Carnage?
Wow, that's actually a really good fit.
I can see this.
What's his name? The sociopath.
Cletus?
Yeah, he's going to be playing Cletus.
I could see it, actually.
Oh, dude, I could totally see it.
Pretty decent.
Well, the guy who's directing is the guy who directed Zombieland.
Who do they have playing Eddie Brock?
Tom Hardy.
He's a lot smaller.
Yeah, but you can make him look big. That's what they did in...
I was going to say, think about it. Tom Cruise is like 5'8", and they make that motherfucker look like he's my height in every movie.
Pretty much.
But no, back to Fox. We're going to get, you know, a true Secret Wars, Secret Invasion. We'll have the Skrull. We're going to have the X-Men. The only thing I want from the X-Men is that when they do introduce them, I hope they all have different uniforms, like in the cartoons, and I want to hear the original theme from the cartoon. Yeah, that's... I hope they kind of introduce them in the second part of the fourth Avengers. So, and I think it would be kind of cool to, like, maybe they're the team that comes in that kind of hopefully save the day a little bit. This also... We might get Deadpool in the Avenger movies... And him doing the whole bleeping shit.
There's a possibility.
That would be hysterical. Like we wanted, where he showed up and tried to swear and it's all bleeped. Would be great.
Yeah, so, for those of you who are concerned about Disney owning Fox and everything like that and all the franchises they have, keep in mind Disney actually has no problem doing rated R movies. A lot of people would keep saying, oh, what about rated R movies? They've already said multiple times they have no problem with rated R movies. They have no problem with Deadpool staying rated R. They actually want to keep it that way because it draws in a different kind of crowd and it is doing very well for them. Or, you know, for Fox.
And so, the New Mutants?
And they are completely fine with leaving the New Mutants as it is.
Good, because that movie looks fucking awesome.
Somebody asked them about that earlier and a few execs from Disney said that it looks fantastic. They can't wait. They've said that, you know, they've tried to remind people they own companies that do rated R movies.
Touchstone.
They own Touchstone. They've owned a lot of these companies.
And they also now
and they have
own,
no problem with that.
Yeah,
so,
and for people who are gonna freak out, they own FXX. They're gonna be owning those, and they said all the content staying the same.
Stay the same.
They're not gonna go in there
literally,
and just start changing.
Literally
shit.
Disney is doing this because they just want to continue to make money.
Well, it's not even that. Fox wasn't going to just release the rights to the Marvel characters that they owned.
Have you read all the stuff?
I've read a lot. I've tried to read as much as possible.
They've talked about like there's a lot of factors in it. The Marvel is literally a small chunk of that. Marvel does not make the few Marvel things they owned did not make up for the full $54 billion.
Well, yeah.
The other large chunk is they have Avatar. They have Kingsman. They already want to make it into a trilogy. They want to make a third film already.
I'm okay with that.
They have theme park things tied into movies that are in production.
Avatar is one of them.
Avatar is one of them, and they want to be able to make full profit off that. They don't want to have to share it with them. And Fox was the one that said that they wanted to sell. It wasn't Disney approaching them. They had just said that
it wasn't a hostile buyout.
Yeah. Fox said we're looking at trying to, you know, basically cut down on some things, on some projects, and one of them was their entertainment market. Disney said we will buy it.
we might get a proper alien movie.
They were one of a few production companies that said we want to buy this out.
I wonder if they'll reboot Aliens. That'd be kind of cool.
I would like to see them do a new Alien trilogy. That does not have to directly relate to the original Aliens
and Ripley and all.
I wouldn't mind them going
Earth Hive.
Going with Earth Hive. I'd like to see them do a lot of other stuff. And there's other ways around. You know, I mean, some of those books had Ripley in them. There's other ways around not having to use her. So
yeah, and also
I'd like to see them bring in
Predators.
The Predator. You know, they
and have a true Alien vs. Predator, not that shitty one.
Not the shitty ones that we got. Yeah,
the first one was fun. The second one was garbage.
There's a shit ton of stuff. There's a shit ton of stuff that Fox owns and that Disney has interest in, and has complete interest in taking forward and creating something out of it.
Yeah.
You know,
Disney's not afraid to make money.
Josiah brought up the fact that they'll own Firefly. Now, listeners, keep in mind we have having Firefly with the original cast is a pipe dream. We realize that. That's never going to happen. But the thing that we've all thought about is the fact of, Josiah, you brought it up.
A new crew.
A new crew.
I will be happy if
new crew, same universe.
Yeah.
I want more of that universe. I feel like we didn't get to see enough of it, and they hinted at some things.
Yeah,
that
it could take place. It could even take place several
Joss
years
Whedon
after
has
River.
To be the one doing it, though.
Yeah, that is my one.
That's my only stipulation. I won't watch it if Joss Whedon's not in a part of it.
But
or at least attached to it.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's another thing. They could have it set after Serenity with the Alliance dealing with the fact that the galaxy knows that they made Reavers now.
Yeah.
It'd be
kind of cool.
Now, Philip DeFranco brought it up, and people are, you know, this is still about a year out for them to completely finalize the deal. It's got to go through antitrust laws. It's got to be looked at other people. But, it's a done deal in the sense that, yes, both sides of the parties have said, yes, we want to do this. It's still about a year away for everything to be completely 100% finalized.
I'm sure as soon as all the paperwork was signed, they started like 5 projects.
They said the moment it was announced, not even 10 minutes later, they announced a new X-Men and a new Fantastic Four. Like, they did not wait.
Like I said, I want to see a proper Doctor Doom.
I want to see just a proper Fantastic Four. You know, I want to see the Invasion War. I want to see Secret Wars and Secret Invasion. That's going to be, with the Skrull, that's going to be fucking incredible. I mean, if Avengers Infinity War is anything to, like, hold a standard to where how the rest of Phase 4 is going to look and what's upcoming with, you know, now Fantastic Four, Secret Invasion, Secret Wars, and an X-Men movie, and if it's going to be on that kind of fucking standard right now, dude, sign me the fuck up.
I want to see the comic, or the
movies. True Silver Surfer?
I just want to see the movies catch up to where the comics are, because they gave the Punisher War Machine suit.
That's
so I'd
sick.
Like to see that happen.
Yeah, and I love the Punisher show.
It'll happen.
He got signed off.
I know.
That Punisher was also announced that it got a second season.
It better be better than the first season.
I liked it. I liked the Punisher.
I liked it enough to hope that season 2 will be better.
Yeah. I still like the Punisher, though. It's better than fucking Iron Fist. Let's just be real about that.
Well,
Jessica Jones got a second season. Her second season's coming out soon.
Yeah. About fucking time.
Right.
You wasted our time with all the other bullshit.
They were trying to set up Defenders, and Defenders did what it did, and they're done.
Did what it did.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
So,
as far as I'm concerned, like, don't get me wrong, I think The Punisher's probably pretty cool. It seems like it's way too much drama for me to actually want to watch it.
Yeah, it is, but it's still really good.
As far as I'm concerned, the only two shows I'm concerned about that I really want to watch are Jessica Jones and another Luke Cage.
Oh, I love Luke Cage. That was a great one.
I still need to watch that one.
God, that was a good one.
It was good.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, I've just been watching other stuff. They put season 12 of It's Always Sunny on Hulu, so...
Yeah, because
that's another thing that people are freaking
out about
now,
the biggest thing I want to see from Luke Cage is I want to see him interact with Peter Parker.
Yes.
So, real
Holy
quick...
Holy shit, yes! I forgot how awesome of a pair-up those two are.
So, real quick, before we stop talking about this, people are freaking out about Hulu. Fox owns Hulu. So the shares for Hulu went over to Disney.
Fox is not the sole owner of Hulu.
No, but they had the majority.
They own a large share in it.
Yeah.
But Hulu is owned.
But Disney now owns that large share.
Yeah, everybody's freaking out about it. There's no reason to. You know why? Disney already owned it. ABC is a shareholder.
Right. So, but Disney's already come out and says, we're not going to just shut it off. Disney's still going to do their own Disney thing. When it comes to that streaming service. So.
Yeah, that was my first thought reading about that. Everybody's freaking out. I was like, but they run all the ABC shows. We have nothing
already,
to worry
they
about.
They already owned ABC. ABC was a co-owner in
Disney owns
in Hulu.
Yeah,
so
ABC
it,
and
it
ESPN.
Yeah,
so.
It doesn't matter.
Right. So
they were already an owner. Now they own more of it.
It's like people freaking out about our next topic, which is net neutrality. Only the net neutrality is a little bit more legitimate freak out.
Yeah, so net neutrality went through 3 votes to 2, or I think those 2 people for trying to contribute.
Really like their speeches
they
gave.
Yeah, one of them basically told, was it Pia?
P-A-I, so I'm assuming it's pronounced Pi.
Whatever. Either way, basically told him that he's a fucking moron.
Oh yeah, he's the dumbest communications secretary we've had in
forever. Well, he also owned part of Verizon. He was the president of Verizon for a long time before he went over to the FCC.
Yeah. There's actually...
don't worry.
Blatantly sat there and said that, the internet was... He literally said the internet wasn't broken before. No, the internet worked just fine. The problem was is that the companies were restricting internet access, which the company you were a part of used to do, and you say that's never happened.
Right.
What's really funny is the fact that he denies that it's ever happened, even though there are multiple lawsuits, cases, and shit like that, that show when these incidents have happened, and all of them had to do with Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, CenturyLink, the major communications companies. You guys have got to be fucking kidding me if you say if this guy sat there and blatantly lied to us and nobody freaked out over it.
Right. It's just in a repeal. Which means nothing's happening.
And yeah, listeners,
this is also not including the fact that it still has to go through Congress. It still has to go through all the lawsuits it's about to get hit with. There are states that are suing. There are companies that are suing.
There are several people that are already claiming that it's a conflict of interest because he holds shares within Verizon.
Yeah, and then he also sent out a video on YouTube... Him trolling.
Oh my god, did you watch it?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Making fun of geeks. Making fun of people who give a shit about this. This guy is an asshole.
Seriously, have you watched the video?
Oh, it's awful. It's fucking god awful. He's a fucking
idiot, though.
He's a fucking moron.
Doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He lies constantly. Says that, the reason why we're gonna bring this up is causing monopolies. No, the things that is causing monopolies with communications
is what you're
companies
about to.
No, the things that are causing monopolies with communication companies in cities is because most of them have government contracts with the city to create all of the infrastructure that ties all these communication lines together. So when you have them all doing this, the smaller companies that could provide it can't come into those cities and provide a service. That's what's creating a monopoly. That's why Colorado Springs only has, three fucking internet providers, and the smallest one can only provide internet on the downtown infrastructure?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Our options here are Comcast or CenturyLink.
Yeah.
And both of them suck, let's be fair.
Yeah, where's Google Fiber?
There are other places that have Cox Communications. There are other places that use Warner.
Yeah, Warner Cox is on the West Coast.
Yeah, there are other places that use
AT&T.
Yeah. These companies have monopolies because they've set up the infrastructure. The whole reason why they wanted it to go through, listeners, is because the rule that was set up by the FCC was basically if the bandwidth of the infrastructure that is currently in place cannot handle that. The city's total usage, that they would have to upgrade their systems. It was essentially setting up the same rules that have been set up in countries overseas in Europe, which is why they're 10 years ahead of us when it comes to telecommunications, because they have laws there that set up that say, if you start to fall behind, you have to replace your shit. And that was what was setting up here. It wasn't just that data has to be treated like all data. It was that you have to create the infrastructure to support it. And these by getting rid of this, it allows telecommunications companies to say, oh, we don't have to upgrade shit anymore. We don't have to provide the service that we say we're providing. We can just provide subpar service over old telephone lines and old cable lines.
Well, and that's why it was funny when Google Fiber started coming out, and then you'd start talking to Europeans, and they're like, yeah, we pay like 10 bucks a month for faster internet than that because our country treats internet like a utility.
Well, technically, ours is a utility. It's a type 2 utility.
Yeah.
Yeah, but theirs is like their cities get fiber
optic
internet.
No, right.
And
yeah.
They pay like 10 bucks a month for it.
It's a straight up like water utility.
Yeah.
Like,
they're all like, I pay 10 bucks a month. It's like paying my water bill.
Right.
Yeah. They get up to about a gig for download. So we're way behind when it comes to speed.
So
you can't sit there, Comcast, all those other companies can't sit there and say, oh, well, there's not enough bandwidth. No, you just don't want to pay for the infrastructure to do it.
And then they would charge you more to get that higher bandwidth. This does affect us. It will affect gamers.
Yeah, it will affect everything.
It will affect everybody because if we, people will get throttled.
Yeah. Listeners, if you're curious like what this actually will do, look up back when Verizon and Comcast were throttling users of Netflix. This happened about 5-6 years ago. they basically were throttling internet connections when they noticed a certain IP, which was the Netflix IP address for their servers, and it would slow down their internet, specifically because they were using it to stream movies. And the one of the things to show that this was happening was Netflix created a .com that was called it's called fast.com. If you ever want to use it, it'll show you your internet speed. The difference is it'll show you your true internet speed based off of the ping from your house directly to their servers. It'll tell you exactly what internet or what your actual download is, because it'll tell you, are you actually being throttled for using a certain IP? And I've actually checked it. Yeah, there are certain times that, yes, I'm being throttled. We've called Comcast out on it. Every time we do, we'll give you a little deduction on your bill. It's one of those things that, yeah, it's basically, you know, let's rub our nipples and, oh, we're sorry.
We're sorry.
That's so terrible. Like, they just don't care. And the fact that this douchebag was put into place and says that it's going to help promote a non-monopolized communications section, you're a fucking idiot. You are the dumbest person ever.
All it's going to do is make him more money.
Also, though, states have come out and said that they will not be following, and they'll be introducing their own state-regulated laws when it comes to internet.
Yeah, I was really glad when I heard about that. I'm like, that's one way around it, because how do you tell the government to go fuck themselves? You create your own fucking laws in your states,
yep.
Because they can do that.
There's a lot that's happening. It's going to take years before you see anything. But the thing is that it still has to go through Congress.
I could still swear my internet's been kind of fucked up since this, like, leading up to it.
Ever since it got brought up, my internet's been up here, then down. I'm like, are you guys, like, prepping for this?
They're testing the market.
Are you testing to see how many people are going to call over it?
As of right now, though, honestly, nothing's happening.
I got to bring this up really quick. Just one last thing, Lish. One of the funniest things that he said was, you know, you can't have these regulations regulations from Facebook where they prevent you from seeing these certain things, you know, on their website and stuff like that. Where, yeah, Facebook has, like, certain filters, you know,
right.
where it prevents you from seeing certain things, but it's based off of what appeals to you, right?
Right.
Yeah. He says you can't have these certain things on Facebook and have one rule for one and one for the other. First of all, you're an idiot, because that all Facebook has to do with is advertising.
Yep.
Two, I'm not paying for Facebook.
And that's what would end up happening.
The moment I have to start paying for websites is basically the moment I stop going online.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm not paying a subscription to Facebook. I'm paying for my fucking internet.
Yeah.
So when my internet starts to do this and starts to prevent me from seeing certain things.
So we're going
to
have...
I'm going to start getting pissed because now you've started turning our internet into, what is the another country that regulates their internet and makes sure that their citizens don't see anything outside of a certain area?
Oh, yeah.
China?
And North Korea?
North Korea doesn't have internet.
What's the net?
They barely have internet. They barely have electricity.
But here's the thing. Like, honestly, nothing's happening right now, so don't freak out. I love the posts on Reddit, though. Like, oh yeah, so you want this package and this package for Facebook and Twitter? That's $59.99. Nah,
I'm already annoyed with the fact that I have so many things that I have to pay for.
Yeah.
So, when we have to start paying internet packages, like, oh, you can pay this much through your internet service provider to get to these websites.
Right.
If you pay this much, you get the grand package that gives you the internet again.
What's the dark web package?
So real quick, though,
can we get that?
So real quick before we move on, honestly, if you want to vote against this, you want to call your congressman, anything like that, go on Philip DeFranco's page. Actually, he has a list of where you can go by state. Go on there, check it out, and start letting your voice be heard.
He's got a good point in the video that he brought this up in. A lot of people are up for re-election, and...
They'll change their tune very quickly.
They'll change their tune pretty quick.
To get re-elected, absolutely.
It seems bad, but at this point, we still have leverage.
There's a ton of leverage.
How do you get people to do what they want?
Is it a dark...
Do what you want? Threaten their job.
And like he said, is it a dark time? Yes, it's a dark time, but... There's still a light at the end of the tunnel. So, yeah, go to Philip DeFranco's page and look up, I think it's on the bottom,
in his listings. I think it's the battleforthenet.com. Go on there. Start making your voice be heard.
This brings us to our last, our last actual conversation. Star Wars came out. I will get the non-spoiler part out of the way. Is it worth seeing in theaters? Yes.
It was actually worth seeing in 3D, I thought.
Really?
I really thought so. Cool. It was actually a lot of fun.
I didn't see it. I don't see movies in 3D mostly because I a lot of times I get headaches.
Yeah,
I haven't willingly gotten a 3D movie ticket probably since Avatar.
Hey, how many people were in your theater, by the way?
It was pretty full.
Okay, ours only had 15.
You're kidding.
No, I'm dead serious.
Where'd you go?
The Cinemark. 3D. 11.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Seating, recliners, and 3D, 11 o'clock. And it was like...
I was going to
say no more than showings earlier.
I want to say no more than 10. Well, here's the thing, though. They also staggered ours. There was a 3D showing at 10:50, and ours was at 11:10.
Oh, dude, they had in a lot of theaters.
Oh, yeah.
They had in like 6 or 7.
Hang
on. Worth seeing in 3D. I say it's worth seeing. You say it's worth seeing in theaters?
Oh, yeah, totally. Absolutely. Okay. It was a beautiful looking movie.
It was a great movie. Yeah, very, very pretty. I enjoyed it quite a lot. But that brings us to, I do have a lot of issues. Spoilers ahead. There's nothing else to this podcast, so we're done. If you don't want to listen to spoilers, have a wonderful Christmas. Have a great New Year. We'll see you next year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, douchebags. So.
Issue.
Leia having force powers.
Ooh, I'm okay with it.
Ooh, if we're really?
Yes, I don't know why you guys have such a hard time with it.
I think it's
it was 30 some odd years, dude. At some point, she must have gone up to her brother and said, "Hey, teach me some shit, because this is fucking ridiculous." She's looking at her son, going, "I mean, he moves his spoon every time I go up to him to feed him."
Do you know what it's like to try to sit down and he moves a chair, but he's standing where he is?
If we're going in chronological order, I think I need to go first, because my problem started about 10 seconds after the opening crawl.
So, by the way,
was it because space wasn't spacey enough?
No, it was because when your objective destroy your enemy's fleet, and you jump out of hyperspace and don't start shooting at the fleet that is visible, I have a problem with that.
By the way, I got a
They wanted to use the really big guns. I respect that. They take a little while to spool up.
That's why you cripple the fleet and then blow them up with the big guns.
By the way, I already got a solution to your
problem. Thing is, they couldn't cripple the fleet anyways. They showed that throughout. Regular guns don't do anything to them. Like, it just slows... It just... All it does is just, you know, drain a little more energy.
You could at least start shooting at them to pin them in place.
Wow. Okay, so this is right at the beginning of the movie. It takes place, I believe, a year after Starkiller Base was destroyed in The Force Awakens. The Resistance, I want to say Rebels because that's basically what they are. The Resistance is basically dwindling. Yeah. They're basically on their last leg.
Huge victory! Destroyed the giant planet-killing planet. But! We're still losing.
Wait a minute, they killed Galvatron? Yeah, it's basically... They're on their last leg. I didn't like the bombers. They're like the wannabe B-Wing /
I was okay with them.
They were
huge
weird.
Payloads.
I mean, they were cool, but they were weird and stupid slow.
Yeah, the design didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but, I mean, I kind of get where they were going with it.
Yeah, I got where they were going with it. I just felt like they could have moved a little faster.
I did think it was kind of cool that they blew up.
It's not like there's a lot of friction in space.
I did think it was kind of cool when they blew up the one, like they hit the payload, and then all the debris blew up the two next to it.
I mean, were they really worried about wind resistance?
I was going to say, I could see him going that slow, like, in atmosphere, but come on, you're in fucking space.
I don't know, man.
That part was cool. When one blew up and it took the other two out, that was pretty badass. The new A-Wings are fucking dope looking, too. I like
they
the way...
They looked about the same to
what
me.
They did was make them longer.
Yeah, they look like a lot longer or something like that. Yeah. Kylo's TIE silencer, though, that thing's a badass shit.
Yeah, that was really
cool. That's fucking rad looking. No, my biggest gripe in that entire fucking movie, though, was her. I don't know why.
Her having the Force?
It just bugged the shit out of me.
She had the Force in the first fucking trilogy.
I get that, but she wasn't using Force power. She was Force sensitive. But you didn't see her all...
She's a Skywalker!
I don't give a fuck! You didn't see her all of a sudden look at Yoda and be like, bitch, and like, fling him aside. I mean...
She never even met Yoda!
I'm saying! You didn't see...
What movies did you see?
Really good ones, apparently.
They're in my head.
My gripe with that more is I feel like she should have died in that scene because
absolutely
it would have added a lot more to the movie. It, you know, that whole, oh, they're killing off our command structure.
But here's the thing, too, and what would have made it better in the fact that she did die, because it wasn't at the hand of Kylo.
Yeah.
Because it was actually his two wingmen that shot the missiles. And it would have been cool to see that played out, because then Luke would have automatically assumed it was Kylo. That I could have seen. And I thought that would have been more dramatic. Because then you have the potential of Luke going after Kylo again and killing Kylo and then him turning. I thought that would have been great. But, I'm not unhappy with the way the movie turned out by any means. I just, like you said, there's a lot of, like... Really? We couldn't have done better on this part? Or you could have left that out? Like, Phasma is a throwaway character. Like, that chick has absolutely
Phasma,
zero business of being in this movie.
Seriously.
In both movies. She had
Phasma,
no business.
For one, they cover up your face, they never show you. For another, I mean, anybody could play that part. For another, you got Darth Maul'd more than Darth Maul. I mean... You didn't even have a cool fight scene. You just got your ass handed to you both times.
I mean...
And are just...
What was her weapon? A switch?
The little bit of
fight
scene.
Like, she found it on a metal tree and she's...
The little bit of fight staff. We got was pretty cool.
The what?
The little bit of fight that we got out of that was cool.
But the thing
extremely
is, it's like...
short.
Right, but the thing is at the beginning of production of this fucking movie, everybody kept on coming out. She's going to have a huge, significant role in the movie. For 3 minutes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What significant fucking role did she play?
I will say,
sitting on a cutting room
floor. Hugely more significant than the first one.
It's like a 45-minute fight scene, and they're like, "Let's just knock it down."
Hugely, yeah, hugely more significant than the last one. Yes.
Yeah, but
what?
Showing up, giving
the
some
last
orders.
One. All she did was all the last one. All she did was just show up and give some orders. That was it.
And then they tossed her in a garbage chute because she immediately surrendered. And
still better than this one.
How is that better?
I don't know. I think it's...
At least in this one, she got her ass handed to her in 5
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, she fought in this one, at
did
least.
She die? Do you think she she's
no.
dead? You think
she
she's still alive?
Be.
She should be, but I think they'll bring her back.
Okay.
She'll have a robot.
By the way, Lord...
I am a firm believer of the fact that if they don't die on screen, they're not dead.
That's fair.
You don't see her die. She's left in a position where she will more than likely be dead, but you don't get to see it.
Yeah. Laura Dern, though, is still fucking hot. She is still gorgeous. I'm sorry. That purple hair does it for me. I don't know why. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was hot as hell. I thought the whole thing between Finn and Rose was weird. Felt forced. I felt like they had some
forced.
Kind of
I just,
chemistry.
I just
but
sat
it was
there
like,
I'm like, she's got a clearly got a crush on him, but like the
it's
the
got
whole
this weird awkward.
The thing that I didn't understand was like I'm sitting there going, why are we introducing another fucking love triangle?
Because like, it's got to be Twilight.
We already know it. It's going to be, you know, Rose loves Finn, but Finn likes Rose, but loves Rey. Rey, who likes Finn and Poe, but Poe likes Rey. What will happen? I don't know, but none of them glitter.
We lost Akbar.
What's going on?
Oh. Sorry, that came out.
Was it actual Akbar?
Yeah, that was Akbar.
How long does his species live? Because Jesus Christ, man.
Dude, they're crustaceans. They just get a new body, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, somebody's got to fish that guy out of that wreckage and cook him.
We got dinner.
That's probably some good eating.
No, but in serious.
Now I'm wondering what it would taste like. Probably good with melted butter.
It's like a, it's like a cross between lobster and shrimp. But it's so good.
The biggest problem I had was they killed off Snoke. They killed off Snoke after introducing Snoke, one of the most incredibly overpowered villains since the first Emperor. We have no clue where he came from. We have no idea how he does the...
Like, who he is.
What, like, what, why, you know, how does he have any connection with Kylo Ren?
But he's so powerful. Like, he is so powerful that Rey's on one planet and Kyle's on the ship.
And he can connect them both.
And he can connect them.
This guy is as powerful as what we clearly see later as Luke Skywalker. And I'm going, where did this guy come from? And they killed him off like that!
And how does he not know where Luke is?
Let's throw a huge footnote on this. We don't know who he is or where he came from because it's probably in a book that we haven't read yet.
I get that, but still. See, here's the thing. They need to go into these movies and assuming that no one's read these fucking books. They really kind of have to.
Well, here's the thing. After the first movie, everybody kept asking, who the fuck is this guy?
And they're going,
all right, well, you know, that's a great mystery. Sorry, I don't want to answer it.
Yeah,
Ryan Johnson.
Yeah, and there's a lot of critics that are out, well, all your questions will be solved.
No, they won't. Now I have more questions.
Yeah.
I want to know who he was or where he came from, but I'm okay with him dying. That's the cycle of the Sith. The apprentice always kills
the
master.
Oh, don't get me wrong. The way he went out was fucking great.
It was. I was a little surprised it happened in this movie. I'm like, you're not going to wait for the third fucking act? You guys realize there's another movie after this?
Yeah, I really feel bad for J.J. J.J. Abrams is going to walk around and say, like, what the fuck am I going to do?
But you're going to go into the next movie with only Kylo Ren as the bad guy? Really?
In a husk?
Like, don't get me wrong.
Get thrown around like a bitch?
He's a good bad guy, but he's nowhere near as menacing as Snoke was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really... I thought the whole the casino planet or whatever, that was a waste. I thought that was just filler, and there had...
The whole Finn adventure is a waste.
Yeah, like, there literally business.
Listeners, literally, you know, think about it this way. Finn and Rose go on an adventure. They go on an adventure while the rest of everybody is stuck in the longest and slowest car chase in space
ever. That was my thought too. Like, they're fucking around in this casino. I'm like, didn't they just get told they have 6 hours left to get this shit done? Why?
And not only that, but they go on this long drawn out adventure. And it's the equivalent of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Literally, they could have sat down and done nothing, and it would have had the same fucking outcome.
Yeah.
They could have done nothing, it would have had the same fucking outcome.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. Don't get me wrong, it was still fun, I enjoyed it. It made me sit there and go, why isn't there a live-action Star Wars show? Because this proves that you have a large enough universe you could do this.
Yep.
But that kind of annoyed me. Also, why didn't the new Admiral just tell Poe what she was planning? Like, you could have saved 6 hours of bullshit. Like, 6 hours in the movie. Not in real life, because God, if that movie were 6 hours, I don't know if I'd be able to take it. But you could have saved 6 hours of wasted time from two main characters and BB-8. Instead of just saying, oh, by the way, this is what our plan is. When we run out of gas, which is literally what the chase was. It's a chase to see who runs out of gas. And, we're going to evacuate and everybody's going to leave. The funniest thing was to hear somebody go, I don't understand why they didn't just kill the fleet ships when they're coming out of the bay of the smaller ship. I'm like, they explained that. They said that the fucking ships weren't looking for anything smaller. They were just looking for the main ship.
Right.
That's what they were scanning for. Their scanners weren't looking for smaller ships, so they explained that away.
Yeah, it was really weird. I mean, you could have shaved at least 45 minutes off that movie. Easily.
Probably.
Easily. Shaved off that.
Or you could have had 45 minutes of better movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think Old
like
Man...
Like you said, listeners, it's, old it's man a good movie, Luke. But...
It's great. I love that.
Yeah, I felt like
the best part.
I liked a lot of the humor. There were some times where the humor was just like, "Come on, this is a little too much." Like
especially in the casino part when that little thing keeps putting coins in BB-8. Yeah. The first one, I was like, "This is kind of dumb," and then he puts the second one in, and I was like, "Eh, okay, let's."
I love Poe being Poe though, with Hask. At the beginning of the movie, when he was all, "Yeah, is he there?"
That was great.
That was fucking insane. Hey, can you tell him? I'm going to leave a message. It's about his mom. Like, yeah, fucking lost my
that
shit.
That kind of humor.
Because that seems like something like natural, you know.
But that right there, that humor ranked up there with.
Do you talk or I talk? It's hard to tell with that apparatus.
That ranked up with what he did in the first movie, how Han was with
he's Han.
that's where that level
was.
But there were other moments where like I felt like the little penguin things on the island weren't necessary.
Oh my god, those exist just so Disney can market cute things.
Yeah, they completely
Dude, they are
completely,
cute. Fuck
they were,
you.
They were trying to sit there and say, "Oh, that's not what they're there for." They're there for that. They're exactly there for that.
I thought the caretakers
they had
were
no
hilarious.
They had no reason to be there.
I love the part.
I feel like they underutilized Chewie.
Yeah, a little bit.
A lot.
I did like the part though when she hands when it leaves the scene from the end of Force Awakens, and it goes back, and he has the lightsaber and just throws it over. I lost my shit when he did that.
Yeah.
I thought that was fucking great because he doesn't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
I was the only one in the theater that laughed at
oh,
that.
I was dying. I was laughing so hard.
I laughed. Nobody else did. I was like, all right.
That was fucking hysterical because he was just like this. He was just, and you're waiting for this, like, where did you find this or something? And he's just, and just throws it up, hucks it right over his shoulder.
This
lost
thing,
my shit.
This is one thing that I just remembered that actually made me really happy was everybody started clapping and cheering for the Lucasfilm logo, and some guy in the back of my theater yelled at everybody to shut the fuck up. I want to thank that guy. I'm just saying, like, we're all Star Wars fans, obviously. We're there opening night. I don't feel like it's necessary. Just get on with it.
I don't care if people applaud. I'm fine with that. I don't see what a problem is with that.
It was getting to the point where the movie was actually starting.
Oh, okay.
So it was that's starting fair. To carry over into the movie.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I don't care if like as soon as the crawl started, if everybody stopped, that would have been fine. But they were going into the crawl.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank that random guy.
Shut the fuck up. Not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought. Yeah,
I feel like Rey is Rey. Okay, so I liked the fact in the first movie that she was able to use her force powers and stuff like that. And in all honesty, everything she used was out of emotional need. It wasn't like it wasn't really like she's actually harnessing. She actually is truly harnessing the force. She didn't really know what she was doing. They even made that a point in this one. But then they turn around and make her ludicrously overpowered by being able to move an entire fucking mound of boulders.
Well, that's
so this is...
Wait, hold on. But this is because she bought the loot crates from EA to build up her stats.
You have the same complaint that I did in Episode 7.
Like, I was okay with that in Episode 7.
Yeah,
I could buy off on it.
Yeah, that's because it led to an interesting story of, like, well, how does this broad know how she's... doing what she's doing.
She didn't.
Yeah, but...
that was the whole point.
It made this interesting story about her.
She brought that up, and, like, she didn't really understand how she was doing it or what she was really doing.
Yeah, well, she even said, I don't know.
Like, but then all of a sudden she's like, all right, I'm able to move boulders. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, it took Luke how long to move a fucking plane? Or a fucking X-Wing? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I'm really curious why...
Like, instantaneously?
This technically... To me, technically, this should have been the third movie in the new trilogy. This should have been Episode 9, not Episode 8.
It should have been Episode 9.
Luke should have
faced him on the fucking battlefield in real life and kicked his ass.
Yep. I mean, this should have
been... That's what we talked about last night. I was like, if that was actually Luke, he would have fucked everybody up on that battlefield by himself in under 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was really weird because that, I kind of worry about 9 now. Like, where the hell are they gonna go?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what you guys are gonna do.
Yeah, JJ is gonna be pinned up to a wall on this one. Like, okay, well, you saw how 8 is. Now, like I said, and like we've all been saying, it's not a bad movie. It's a great movie. There's just a lot of flaws for some reason. And for some reason, this felt more of a finale of a trilogy than a middle part of a trilogy.
Personally, I didn't get that out of it.
Really?
Yeah,
the ending scene alone.
They killed off the main bad guy. They killed off another main bad guy.
They killed off a hero.
They destroyed the giant fucking ship the main bad guy lived on. They turned one bad guy into the head main bad guy. They killed off a huge hero. They literally almost completely destroyed the entire rebellion.
I don't know what else you need to have, like, say it's more of a finality.
I mean,
it was so bad that
the resistance going to be picked up by the kid who had force powers while he was sweeping?
Yeah, but the thing is like, the kid also was like, or not the kid, I'm sorry, but the resistance is actually so bad that they're actually calling it the rebellion again.
Yeah.
And then the ending scene is with this kid who walks out and force grabs a broom.
Yeah.
And they is
Rey gonna find him and teach him even though she doesn't know anything?
It just seems weird, right?
Like, fucking Empire at least had like a whole scene where Luke met Yoda and trained. This movie had none of that.
I mean, it had a little. Like, very little.
He gave her 2 lessons.
Yeah, he was on the 3rd, but, you know, she bailed.
She fucking left. Then we had the darkness Black Mirror of pointlessness.
Yeah, that was fucking stupid.
That's cool.
But it was so dumb.
As soon as they got done with that, I was sitting there.
I was like, why did we just see this?
Yeah. Why is Luke afraid of this thing? Why didn't you feel like it was more of a middle and not an end to a trilogy?
All of that shit happened, but there's still too many loose ends.
Nothing that's going to get answered.
Probably not. That's apparently how movies are made now. They raise questions, and they're like, no, fuck that. We're going to go fuck around in a...
They're going to forget. Planet. They're Star Wars fans.
I wanted to watch Star Wars, not Lost.
Yeah. We're going to wedge in a subplot about animal cruelty and war profiteering for some reason.
Yeah, when that was in there, I was like, I'm like, don't get me wrong, I appreciate the fact that you're saying that, you know, people play both sides, but...
That's actually one reason I really liked his character, though.
Yeah, he kind of pointed it out.
Yeah, that he's just like, oh, he's selling both sides.
Benicio del Toro?
Yeah. And then I like what happened with him.
That he betrayed him?
I said this last night, I like when Star Wars has more pragmatic characters that, oh, I'm fucked. Here, I'll buy my way out of this one.
Right.
And even he admits it when Finn was like, you're wrong, and he's like, eh, maybe. And then walks off. Yeah. And is like, sweet. Thank you, somebody that has sense.
Yeah, it was definitely, I mean, there was a lot of good. Like, I love the whole scene with Yoda. And it was the puppeteer Yoda, not a digital Yoda.
It was a mix.
Was it a mix?
Yeah. It was a really well blended.
I was gonna say there was only one point where you could pick that's CGI, that's puppet.
Yeah, I thought that was great, especially when he's like page turners. They were not about the books.
Yeah,
and that he's so strong with the force that as a force ghost, he can still fuck shit up in the real world. That's just how powerful Yoda is.
Yeah,
I was kind of hoping that they would have maybe Obi-Wan kind of show up too. Like,
he would have to be all digital though.
Yeah, but my thing is, it would have been really cool to see, like, the former Jedis, you know, kind of, like, console Luke. Like, hey, this is...
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen...
It would have been, like, Qui-Gon. Why not? In all honesty,
I would have liked to have seen Yoda, Vader, not Hayden Christensen Vader, real Vader.
Qui-Gon. Like, all the Jedis.
You know, them basically walking around him and talking to him.
Yeah, that would have been great. I mean, don't get me wrong, the Yoda-Luke personal conversation that they had for the, 2-3 minutes was great. And I think, honestly, Yoda said one of the greatest lines now in Star Wars about the whole thing about the hardest thing for a Jedi Master is that the legacy will go on past them, you know, and that failure is the greatest, you know. And it was just, that was a great, great Star Wars scene. Like, that's going to be one of the scenes in that whole movie where you're going to be like, that was perfect. But then it's kind of muddled up, and it's like the whole EA Battlefront 2 thing. Great movie, just if you didn't have do this shit, it would have been better. It would have gotten this great rating, you know? Now, don't get me wrong, a lot of people love it. It's gotten a 94 on Rotten Tomatoes. It was certified fresh. Roger Ebert gave it a 404. I mean, people are loving this movie. And I love it. I love the movie. But I think it could have been shorter. I think it could have been shorter. I think there was a lot of filler that didn't need to be in there.
I liked it a lot of just like.
And none of the questions really got answered.
Like, you just created more questions.
The whole thing with Rey's parents, we can't tell if that's a way of Kylo trying to suck her into the dark side. And he was just saying that to just say that.
I got a bad feeling that it's just going to be.
Or if that's actually it.
She's just her parents are nobody. So I'm like, sweet. So she's ultra powerful with the Force for no fucking reason.
So it's really weird.
No connection to the Skywalker line at all.
I actually kind of like it better that way.
Why?
I hate that everything in Star Wars revolves around two families.
Why?
What two families?
The Skywalkers and the Solos. I want more away from that.
One Solo.
That we know of.
Well, yeah, but I mean. You know what I'm talking about. I want them to step away from all of that.
Like, but it doesn't make any fucking sense. Is my problem. You have an ultra powerful family of Jedi's, super super force sensitive, whatever the fuck you want to say. But you have this one person who shows up out of fucking nowhere. Her parents are nobodies, and she's completely
more power.
She's more powerful than anyone we've seen. With no training?
Like, she could fuck Luke up in some way? He felt overpowered by her. I guess is the best way to put it. Either that, or he let her do it. But the problem is like what you were saying, is the fact that Rian Johnson has already signed on for a whole new trilogy. Just based off this. He signed on to do the next trilogy. After
a trilogy
of nothing that has to do with anything of the Skywalkers. So my thing is like, well, if that's the case and that's what they're leading to, doesn't this still imply with this saga? Like, do you see what I'm saying? It's just, it's really hard to where they're going with this. With this trilogy. Because honestly, last night's movie.
The more I think about that fucking Black Mirror, it's pissing me off. Okay.
Last night's movie should have been episode 9, not 8. That had a feeling of ending.
It felt like that was going to be the ending battle. Him and Luke facing off and Luke just fucking his shit up. And that was going to lead to the end.
The one thing I want to see out of 9, and I know it's not going to happen, like they've already established that it should. What? I want Rey to fall to the dark side and Kylo to come back to the light.
I don't want that at all.
They've already set it up. Luke said that she went straight to the dark without even resisting.
So did Kylo Ren.
Yeah, but you can tell he's starting to. There's conflict. He can be brought back.
I know, but here's the thing. I don't want a carbon copy of fucking Return of the Jedi.
Neither do I.
But that's exactly what you'll get. That's what you're asking for. Like, no, I mean, like, what if she goes? If she goes to the dark side and he goes to the light, how is he redeemed at all?
I don't know how J.J. Abrams is going to pull episode
like,
9 out of that.
I don't see how he's at any point a redeemable kind of character.
I don't know. He didn't really think they were going to bring Darth Vader back at any point, and they still pull it off, especially with all the stuff they're doing in the comics that are
Darth Vader came back to the light because of his son pulling him back. Rey going over to the dark side and him going over to the light side. At what point do you think that's going to work out where she's sitting there saying, oh, torn to the dark side?
Actually, if anything, I think it should have happened in this movie, maybe.
Yeah.
That's where I was going to go. Because, I mean, she already fights out of anger. You can see the more pissed off she gets, the stronger she gets.
Oh, yeah,
that's why I'm
absolutely.
Saying I think she's going to go to the dark side. She already fights like, you know, the Sith do. She gets angry and then she gets way stronger.
Right.
So did Luke.
Yeah, but did he?
Yeah, that's Return of the Jedi. Yeah, watch that movie again.
Okay.
When Vader's talking about finding his sister.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
I'm just saying, I feel like they're kind of setting up for it, especially with things they said in this movie. You know, I saw it once and it didn't scare me then, but it does now. And
right.
Oh, you went to the dark side with no hesitation or resistance.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think...
Now, I do like the whole...
I don't want to go full dark side. I want to see a gray Jedi.
God, that'd be great.
I'd be alright.
And honestly, you know what, though? Here's the thing, though. Yeah. But here's the thing, though. Honestly, I think that's the only route JJ is going to be able to do. Like, the way this movie was...
Create the gray Jedi.
Yeah, he has to go that route.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I can't see any other route of what episode 9
is. I just don't see, logic-wise, how she could go dark and how he could go light, and they could have that conflict still.
Now, if she's gone gray...
It just doesn't make any sense.
Now, if she goes full-on gray Jedi, absolutely.
It'd be like Darth Maul going light.
Ooh.
And then fighting the Emperor.
And then he becomes Donnie Yen.
Yeah. I mean, like, it just wouldn't make any sense. Like, how would Kylo Ren continue to fight against her... on the light side now, given his personality.
Dude, honestly, if those two got into a fight right now, she would fuck him up.
Yeah, but it would literally take him and...
Rey and Kylo? She would fuck up Kylo.
That's clearly not true, because otherwise really? She would have... Yeah, otherwise she would have won in the pool for the lightsaber.
Yeah.
All they were just showing is that they're both extremely powerful. The thing is like all like literally all that fight would be was just she'd go turn the dark side and be like, okay. Cause come on, let's face it, dude, he's pussy whipped.
Wow.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, Kylo Ren is so pussy whipped, it's ridiculous. Like he wants Rey so bad. It's probably gonna turn out to be her sister.
They were siblings! You sick bastard!
Sick fuck. No. That's all I'm getting at. Is like I understand why you want to see it just because you want to see it. You want to see your hero fall.
Not only that, but I actually think it would have been more interesting if they just flat out destroyed the resistance and had to start from scratch. I mean,
I feel like
you
that's
basically
what they're
doing. You've got like what was it, a handful of people, and that was it.
Yeah, but well, here's,
dude, all of the resistance is in the Millennium Falcon
again. Like, this goes back to us saying that this feels like a third movie rather than a second movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if they had done that, that would have been the conclusion to a trilogy, and then the start of a new trilogy.
Yeah, the fact yeah, that Luke...
I kind of get
that,
it now.
That would have made more sense.
The fact that Luke... Doing that. The Luke gave himself to the Force. Basically, he overexerted himself so much that when he passed, there was no body left over. He just went to the Force.
Yeah, like James Brown. He just couldn't go on.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't go on.
I can't go on.
I can't go on.
So he basically gave himself up to the Force. Which means in episode 9, he's got to be a Force ghost.
And, disappeared just like Yoda.
But the thing is like, Luke gives himself up for the Force and saves the day. And at the end, you see a kid looking to the stars, wanting to be, knowing that he has some kind of power, wearing a rebel ring, wanting to be something better. That's the setup of a new fucking, that's the setup of a new trilogy. And everybody's sitting there going, that's the perfect ending for a second movie. And I'm sitting there going, no, it ain't. There's no way. You left nothing for J.J. Abrams to work on. You basically are going to give J.J. Abrams a pad and say, good luck. I mean, you finished off a trilogy that wasn't a trilogy. You finished off two movies. You just had a sequel.
What the fuck do I do with this lollipop?
Exactly. You're giving him a sport. It's basically...
What do you mean? Well, you guys just ate all the dinner. What the fuck am I supposed to eat? Just this fucking lollipop?
It's literally giving somebody a fucking Lamborghini, like a nice-ass car, and then taking the keys and throwing them in the lake.
Or just... Nah, like, just giving him a Lamborghini and saying, congratulations, fossil fuels are no longer used. What?
It's cool to look at.
Yeah, I kind of feel like... they kind of wrote Abrams into a corner on this one.
A little bit. It'll be interesting to see where they go. I don't know how they're going to pull it off.
The only thing I can think of is that... and I'm kind of glad the Resistance is dead and it's becoming the Rebellion again. I'm sorry. I hated the fucking Resistance name. I mean, that was
because
dumb.
It means the same thing.
It's the same fucking thing. Just call it the Rebellion.
Yeah. It's got a slightly different logo. That was like regular Coke and Coke Classic or... New Coke or whatever.
Yeah, it's literally the rebellion. So call it call it what it is. I hate the name of the First Order. Call it the Empire. It's the Empire and the Rebellion.
But they weren't. Why did they weren't a rebellion at the time. There was still a republic. Nah, they didn't have to be the rebellion.
I think it's just stupid.
The republic was in existence. Yeah. They didn't have to be the
and
rebellion.
And it's now not. And you're still trying to call yourselves a resistance. It's like, I like this band name. I don't want to give up this band name.
Dear Fritz, it wasn't the French resistance. It was the French rebellion. Loach.
Damn right. But... I don't know.
What's why you care.
I hate the name. I don't know why. I just hate it. I don't know how. What's nine going to be?
Call it the Resistance next movie too.
Episode just 9, Resistance.
Just to piss you off, because I'll just be laughing the entire time I see it.
I know. Loach is going to hate this shit.
We should message J.J. Abrams now and start letting him know. Be like, hey, our buddy hates this. Please put it back in the movie.
I don't know what's going to end up with 9. Maybe it's just a movie about two different classes. Like training schools.
Oh, for a second there.
This is going to be really...
Like middle class versus upper class.
It's going to be interesting to watch when Hux finally shoots Kylo Ren in the back.
That was great, though. When he thought he was, like, unconscious and he was going to shoot him.
I'd have shot him anyways.
That would have been fucking great. I love the part, though, when he fucking threw him up against the wall and the guy who was... controlling the guns, he's like, yeah, firing right away. Like, you know, I mean, get fucked up for that shit.
I want to know where the Knights of Ren are.
Yeah, what happened to them?
Where the fuck are they?
They're supposed to be this, like, ultimate badass group. Where's the fucking Knights of Ren?
Didn't they have concept art?
Yeah,
for they still do. Well?
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, and they all have, like, different types of, like, weapons and sabers. And
one of them looks like... It's funny because a lot of them have really cool weapons, and one dude looks like he just has a baseball bat.
Yeah, one dude had it looked like a fucking Viking.
Yeah, some guy was talking about, like, oh, the Knights of Ren are in the movie. I'm like, no, they're not.
Unless the guys in red were the Knights of Ren?
Unless the guys in red are supposed to be the Knights of Ren, they're not in the movie.
Well, not anymore. They got fucked up.
Yeah.
Dude, now that fight scene with Kylo and Rey, that was dope. Especially the part when she was being strangled, she just dropped the lightsaber, picked it up with her other hand, and just cut him in half. I was like... You badass bitch.
I was waiting for it. She just looked at him like, just drop the fucking lights.
She's gonna fuck him up. It was a great movie. I think it was a great send off for Carrie Fisher. I think that was one of her better performances as Leia. It was just a great movie.
Agreed, but I do think they should have killed her off.
Absolutely. And I think you could have gone that story a whole lot darker.
The Force thing doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't bug me.
It bothered me.
My logic completely takes over at that point.
It did, but I'll get over it. Yeah, I'll get over it.
My logic just dictates that, like, if you're related to somebody like that, you're going to want to learn it. It's like the equivalent of somebody who's a really good driver and they want to learn how to drive.
I get that, but it just looked like, it just all of a sudden, it looked like, I don't know, she was Superman all of a sudden. She's like, dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah,
that was a little cheesy.
No, I get it, but when it happened, I was like, oh, okay, they're gonna kill her off. Like, this totally makes sense. Like, after that happened, I was expecting them to land inside, you know, Kylo Ren to go back inside the ship, and as soon as the other two guys got out, he kills them both.
Yeah, that's why I was saying.
But then that could have, yeah,
because like, no one around him would have questioned it. They would have just instantaneously. Yeah. Assumed something went.
Yeah,
because
the moment he hesitated and they fired, I was like, "Ooh,
like I thought he was going to get back and kill them both." But then, you know, she's okay, and I was like, "All right, well, you know, okay, she's got the force."
And it's also the path that movie could have taken afterwards.
Yeah, there's one scene that I think she was required for, which was when Poe was on the bridge, and they go through the door, and she walks through and shoots him.
Yeah.
That's about the only other thing they needed her for in the rest of the movie.
But yeah, absolutely. I don't think she did anything that was so significant to the changing of the direction of the movie.
I feel like the movie definitely would have benefited from her dying in so many different... It would have made the movie so much better in several different ways.
Oh, yeah.
Had she died in
Luke could have turned because he would have thought that Kylo did it, kills Kylo, finds out he was in the wrong, and he goes full dark side. You could have gone that route. You could have gone so many different routes. Rey kills him, and she turns.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different routes.
You could have explained what the fucking the Black Mirror was.
But my biggest thing is, like, all of a sudden, you go... You have the... It seems like a really crucial part in the movie where if she died, the fact that she stayed alive, we got the movie what we got. But if she died, all of a sudden you can go this route, this route, this route, this route. Yeah, there's so many possibilities, and yet you're like, that's the most logical part? Nah. You could have still had the whole thing with Rey and Luke being on there.
The upside of this movie is it's not sprawled out over three fucking films like the original trilogy, but it is the equivalent of the same thing that I had, or one of the main problems that I had with the original trilogy. It's a bunch of pointless moments thrown in with significant moments.
Yep.
And that is the problem I have. That is the biggest problem I have with The Last Star Jedi. Wars. With any movie, but especially with Star Wars films, is when you have just, here's filler. Here's just something in there to have it in there, instead of, here's something that's significant. Like, the Finn and Rose.
That had absolutely zero business
with Finn and Rose. Well, the Finn and Rose story, it would have had more significance if they had been successful than failing. It would have had more significance.
Yeah, and who says you can't still have the whole Battle of Crait happen? They jump, they go to Crait, and somehow they find a way. Maybe Luke accidentally did. What if Luke actually was there?
Yeah, I mean, there's...
You know, and all of a sudden Kylo, or, you know, someone senses, holy shit, they're over here.
God damn, that cannon was fucking cool, though.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I would have been completely 100% okay if Finn died at that part. Absolutely. He would have sacrificed himself... I felt like he would have had some kind of...
Oh, when it was coming up, I sat there, I was like, oh shit, they're actually gonna kill off Finn.
Yeah, that's how it was.
That's gonna be great. He would have died for something he turned to do.
As soon as his guns melted off, I accepted that he was dead already.
Yeah.
That's how it was with Leia's death, too. They showed her body floating in space. I was like, oh, that's actually a really good send-off. And then her eyes opened. I was like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, I was the same way.
When her eyes opened, I was like, all right, brain, shut off. We already know the science behind space.
And how you would instantly be dead, and that's...
No, honestly, the way she was floating around, and the way they filmed it, and the way it was cut, and the way they were showing her floating in space, I thought it was actually a beautiful send-off for Leia.
When the scene finally came where the ship finally turned around and went to light speed and destroyed everything...
That was bad as fuck. It was fucking
awesome, but here's the thing. Is the moment they started leaving the ship, I was like, why don't they just turn the other ship around and use the light speed engine to just fuck everything up?
Right.
It'll do it. And it took forever to get there. I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, you could have done this at the beginning! You could have saved everyone! You could have used one of the smaller ships to do this.
Yeah, when that happened and everything just goes dead quiet, God, that was really cool looking.
Oh, yeah, it was great looking. But
that was probably my favorite scene of the movie. Like, visually, that was my favorite scene. Oh, yeah, it was
fucking awesome.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but...
I think my favorite scene is still the whole thing between Luke and Yoda. Visually, though? Yeah, I agree.
I was going to say, visually, I think my two favorite things are that. I think that one takes the cake.
And the battle with Rey and Kylo is my other one, with everything on fire.
No, mine's the ships going across the...
Oh, Crait? The sand?
Crait, the sand with the salt dust. Flat. I was like, that's fucking awesome.
Actually, my favorite part was when they powered up the cannon, and as the aperture starts to open, you can see the dust start to move out of... out of the lane it was going to fire in.
My favorite visual moment is when Rey and Kylo are fighting the bodyguards, but in the background, the tarp is burning. It caught on fire, and it was like, it was burning and it was revealing space and everything. It reminded me of Return of the Jedi with the Emperor sitting in front of the dome part to look out. It was just more grander and more spectacle. I love that part. I thought that looked, visually, I thought that was absolutely beautiful. And then second would be the one when she hits the hyperspace and she goes right through the fucking fleet and just absolutely annihilates them.
Yeah, there was just, like I said, there's a lot, like, it's a good movie, but this one I sit there and I'm like, there are so many logical plot holes, it is actually pissing me off.
Now, here's the thing, though, and I have to agree, and,
fucking Black Mirror.
Yeah. I was gonna say, isn't that one of your favorite scenes?
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, and they've done a lot,
but it is completely pointless.
Yeah. I'm gonna...
My dad even walked out of the movie and asked that question. My dad doesn't question anything in movies like this.
I know, right?
And he walked out and he goes, He goes, I don't understand what the point of that the cave that she went into was.
It would have been
like,
better
what?
If there was
goes,
like
what was that about? I was like, I have no idea.
I would have liked it better if there was like an absolute dark side threat. Like if
well,
there was
I think
a legitimate
it was supposed, I think it was supposed to mimic
threat.
I think it was supposed to mimic the way that
Luke fights
when
Vader.
He fights Vader and it reveals himself. I'm like, I guess it's supposed to just reveal yourself. Like that's you. There's the dark side is in all of us, but that wasn't her question or her quest.
No,
she wasn't asking about the dark side. She wasn't fighting it.
No,
she just walked up to it and was like, oh, hello, who's my family? Oh, it's just me. That's the only person I have.
And I have...
I'm all alone. Kylo Ren, hold me. I sat there going, are you fucking kidding me? I just spent 15 minutes watching you do this bullshit to find out that you're all alone in the galaxy. Like every girl in the world. Like, fuck you,
so,
Ray.
The only you. The only thing that I think that...
Go
would...
to the dark side.
Go
do
to...
what Josiah said.
God, it would be so satisfying.
I think one thing that would have made...
I think it would have made more sense. Sorry, really quick. It would have made... That would have made more sense if this were the last movie and it was going to lead to a new trilogy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she was going to become like some empress or some BS. And she had a... She had like a Snoke to actually train her. And Kylo Ren was kicked to the curb.
And also, it even actually... That would have been kind of cool too if they did switch. Because then Luke has to learn... to deal with the mistake that he made while training Kylo again.
Yeah.
I after what happened in that rift
that
in between
I think
them.
That would work.
Yeah.
But the direction they went is just kind of like, where are you guys going with this?
My biggest
that's kind of where I was going with I hope they switch. Now it's not possible.
No. Yeah. Then it would have to be a 4-movie saga.
I guess it's still theoretically possible, I guess, because They're doing things that I never thought they would do, so I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it's not likely.
I gotta give some credit to
one movie we're going to rebuild the Rebellion.
Yeah.
In one movie.
Right.
Or lots of books that are going to come out in between now and 9.
Yeah. So...
The next movie is just like, the scroll is going to start with, the Rebellion's been reborn with blah, 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 blah. I'm like, alright, well, apparently they've got that going again. The little kid with the sweep's going to be there.
So the two
fucking broom.
The two guys
a
that
a
I
lightsaber that pops out of the end of
his broom.
That'd be great.
That way he can clean and kick ass at the same time.
So the two guys I work with, Alan and Willie, big geeks like us, huge fans of Star Wars, just gamers, geeks like that. We were talking about this, and they brought up one good point, and that was that if. The only way this movie would be better especially with our complaints, is that if they have to answer that in episode 9. That's the only way that's gonna, like, they have to have some kind of resolvement of all the problems with this movie.
Resolution,
in episode 9. That has to be addressed. If you go and just completely ignore what happens in this one and like all the plot holes and don't fill the plot holes in episode 9, you're basically... What's episode 8, then? Episode 8 should have been a standalone.
If they can retroactively fill these plot holes, I'll be okay with it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that's
but
what's going to make
this... But if
they
just ignore everything...
Yeah,
then it's gonna...
you're just going to be basically telling everybody, okay, fuck you, you didn't like it, tough shit.
Yeah.
It's my art. It's.
Yeah,
I mean, I was being artistic.
At this
no,
point,
it's Star Wars,
at
dude.
This point, I might even be willing to accept that Snoke came from a Cracker Jack box. Just give me something.
Yeah, it's the fact that they just didn't say who he was. Who's Rey's parents? Now that one it's kind of cool. That one kind of still leaves up.
He traded her
we don't
in
know.
For Jin.
Yeah, we don't know if that's a true story, but we don't know if that's true. We don't know if Kylo was just saying that to get her to turn. Like that part, I can understand. But the fact that you don't wreck Knights of Ren,
know,
aren't
she
there,
looked into her heart and she knew it to be true.
Yeah, whatever. The Knights of Ren.
She searched her feelings. She knew it to be true.
By the way. There's a lot of Easter eggs. It's a great movie. Go see it. You're going to probably have the same questions.
Well, it's a great movie. You've probably already seen it, but now you know our gripes.
Yeah.
So if you have gripes...
I'm a little annoyed with...
We're with you.
I'll see it. I'm going to see it again.
I'm annoyed with the Porgs. I'm mad that I was right. At least like the Ewoks served a purpose. These
That's the thing is like the only time I ever saw them was in, because I only saw one trailer, was the one screenshot that they showed them, and people were freaking out over it. And I'm like, well, hopefully it's just like it's another species that they deal with. I was thinking they talk and stuff like that, and it was just like a co-pilot.
Especially being in an altitude, maybe they were force sensitive.
Yeah, the shot. Well, no, the screenshot they showed, it just showed it in the cockpit. I didn't realize it was literally like right up on the camera, and he was way back. I thought it was like the size of a fucking Ewok.
Yeah.
Originally, so I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's just gonna be, you know, some weird species, and they're cursed with looking cute. Yeah. I thought that was gonna be like a running joke.
Those crystal foxes were pretty cool looking though.
Yeah, those were cool. Yeah.
No, that was great. I'll see it again for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll own it. I give it an 8 out of 10. I don't think I would give it anything higher.
I'd go with a 7.
Mm. I was going to say, it's like I said yesterday, I give it a 7.75. Not quite an 8, but not as low as a full 7.
I just hope that everything gets resolved in 9. I don't know how.
They fucking better figure it out.
I don't know how JJ is going to pull that one off.
I don't know if I'll go see it again, but I definitely liked it.
Well, I'm gonna go see it again. I always take Alexandra.
But to the people out there that are saying it's as good as Empire, shut your fucking throat.
Yeah, can all eat a huge.
So here's my thing about
this. Not even close.
This wasn't. Need to seriously stop fucking doing that.
Yeah. Now that you know our gripes, does it ruin the movie for you?
Does it make you want to go see it again?
Does it help you in justifying why you walked out? Going, why do I have more questions than I did when I walked in?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say one last thing. When I walked out of the theater, I didn't walk out like Phantom Menace and say, was it good? Like, wondering to myself.
Questioning if you're a bad person.
Did I just, am I inhuman for not liking a Star Wars movie? Like, at that point, I walked out and went, yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. I have problems. I didn't walk out of, you know, I didn't walk out of it like I did with Phantom Menace going, why was it, did it feel so bad?
I loved Phantom Menace. I also had the benefit of being 9 when that movie came out.
Oh, yeah. Have you watched it now?
Yes, several times. It's horrible.
So bad.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. So, when they were doing the 3D re-releases before Disney bought everything, I went to go see Phantom Menace in 3D for my birthday, and I hated it. Until
we went and saw it in 3D, and I was like, wow, 3D did not make this movie better.
Well, that's because they edited the shit out of that movie. They chopped so much out of that movie for some reason.
Actually, I'm still kind of bummed that we never got to see the rest of them in 3D. They just stopped at that one.
They stopped at that one, yeah.
Yeah, well,
I was like really bummed about
that. Disney bought it, and they were probably like, yeah, how about no?
Yeah, because the one
how about no?
Because the one we were both talking about, we were like, yeah, I'm like, the Revenge of the Sith is gonna be cool in 3D,
especially the opening. Oh yeah.
And even then, the Battle of Geonosis in 3D would have been fucking awesome.
Or Return of the Jedi and going through the second Death Star.
All I wanted to see was the trench run in 3D.
I gotta say, Poe Dameron, that guy makes Anakin Skywalker look like a fucking chump.
Well, I'm saying he's related to Wedge Antilles somewhere.
Jesus Christ.
He's got to be a part of it. He's got to be related to Wedge in some way.
That's what I just said.
No. Listeners, that's all we got for you right now. So we will see you next year. Thank you for listening to us. We really do appreciate it. Please go on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on podbean.com if you don't like iTunes. If you do like iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. Please go on YouTube and like and watch any of our videos. We don't have a whole lot, sorry. Still only one person doing that. So
it's a process.
This is Margo.
This is Josiah.
This is Loach. Keep on geeking on.
May the force be with you. And we're out.
You know what was funny is that George Lucas came out and said he wasn't impressed with the new Star Wars. I was like, yeah.
That's because it's better, it was better than yours.
Jackass. I think his chin got upset.
I could eat a can of alphabet soup and shit a better script than those.
Yeah, George, stop talking. Your jealousy is showing.
Said the night wind through the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, a little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star. We'll be right back. to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you